This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. Negative peer pressure, bullying, even teen dating violence. A lot of kids face this, and many don't know how to stop it.
Instagram, I'm gonna look cute, you know what I'm saying?
But you just hanging out with your friends, right? Ain't no need to look all sexy for your friends. How about this? I'll hang on to your makeup kit, and how about we go to the mall?
That's a scene from A Broken Chain, performed by the summer camp at End It, a nonprofit organization that stands for Everybody Is Not Doing It. It offers kids a special kind of positive peer pressure. Here's founder Sonia Dupree.
And we provide a positive peer environment and positive alternatives for teens using the arts. So instead of just telling teens what not to do, to stay out of trouble or just don't do this or that, we try to give them positive alternatives. So we provide performing arts, visual arts, music, graphic design, different things just to keep their creativity in a positive manner.
There's also tutoring, a computer lab, video production classes, photography, and it's even cell phone free. They just moved into a large plaza space behind the giant Dollar Tree at US 1 and Georgia Avenue in Fort Pierce. Dupree and her husband, Strather, started End It in their living room in 2010, and they just moved into the new space in May, made possible through funding from the Children's Services Council. We stopped in to see them just as they are completing their first Monday through Friday 9-to-5 summer camp.
This is our first full summer, and then we'll roll into an after-school program in the fall.
They are rehearsing for A Broken Chain, a play about teen dating violence, written by Sonia Dupree and the students, which they'll perform this Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Sunrise Theater in downtown Fort Pierce.
So as a part of our performing arts, we always tackle issues that affect teens. So whether it's bullying, human trafficking, peer pressure, different things like that, we try to create a positive presentation. So sometimes it's spoken word, sometimes it's skits, productions, plays, different things to get the message across in a way that's relevant to the community and other teens.
And with regard to teen dating violence.
And we know that it's something that's definitely an issue, being that one in three teenagers will experience something like that. We definitely wanted to bring awareness to it.
15-year-old Eric Howard explains the meaning of the title.
A broken chain means that it's a generational loop of all these abusive relationships, so that's why it's a chain. It just keeps going and going. And then Leilani has to choose whether she wants to break it or make it stronger.
The role of Leilani is played by the Dupree's daughter, Sydney.
And in the play, I play Leilani, which is another victim of domestic violence, and her boyfriend, she's trying to figure out if she should stay with him or not, and she starts to see signs of domestic violence throughout the play.
12-year-old Uriah Williams explains how the preteens open the show.
The middle schoolers and I, we do a dance that really helps to usher in the feeling of what is going to be taught in the play. And I think that the students will really enjoy, because in today's generation, people learn more with what they see and what they hear. So I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. You can see A Broken Chain this Friday evening, July 20th at the Sunrise Theater. For more, follow the link on our website, WQCS.org. We'll close with Gia Marcinkowska, who loves to rap and says her summer at End It has given her the courage to write and perform.
I want to be the best. I want to win it all. I want to show the rest that even when I fall, I never give it up, cause then it's all for none. I never play no games, I never show them none.
I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.
Sometimes it's hard to be the person who you see.